Chapter 23. Midnight. Lady Murasaki lay in her bed. The window was open to a soft breeze that carried the scent of a mimosa blooming in a corner of the courtyard below. She pushed the covers down to feel the moving air on her arms and feet. Her eyes were open, looking up at the dark ceiling, and she could hear the tiny clicks when she blinked her eyes. Below in the courtyard, the old mastiff stirred in her sleep. Her nostrils opened and she took in a lot of air. A few folds appeared in the pelt on her forehead, and she relaxed again to pleasant dreams of a chase and blood in her mouth. Above Lady Murasaki in the dark, the attic floor creaked. Weight on the boards, not the squeak of a mouse. Lady Murasaki took a deep breath and swung her feet onto the cold stone floor of the bedroom. She put on her light kimono, touched her hair, gathered flowers from a vase in the hall, and carrying a candle lamp, mounted the stairs to the attic. The mask carved on the attic door smiled at her. She straightened. She put her hand on the carved face and pushed. She felt the draft press her robe against her back, a tiny push, and far, far down the dark attic she saw the flicker of a tiny light. Lady Murasaki went toward the light, her candle lamp glowing on the no-masks watching her, and the hanging row of marionettes gestured in the breath of her passing, past wicker baskets and stickered trunks of her years with Robert, toward the family altar and the armor where candles burned. A dark object stood on the altar before the armor. She saw it in silhouette against the candles. She set her candle lamp on a crate near the altar and looked steadily at the head of Paul the Butcher, standing in a shallow Suiban flower vessel. Paul's face is clean and pale. His lips are intact, but his cheeks are missing, and a little blood has leaked from his mouth into the flower vessel, where blood stands like the water beneath a flower arrangement. A tag is attached to Paul's hair. On the tag, in a copper plate hand, Momund Boucherie de Qualité. Paul's head faced the armor, the eyes upturned to the samurai mask. Lady Murasaki turned her face up too, and spoke in Japanese. Good evening, honored ancestor. Please excuse this inadequate bouquet. With all respect, this is not the type of help I had in mind. Automatically, she picked up a wilted flower and ribbon from the floor and put it in her sleeve, her eyes moving all the while. The long sword was in its place, and the war axe. The short sword was missing from its stand. She took a step backward, went to the dormer window and opened it. She took a deep breath. Her pulse sounded in her ears. The breeze fluttered her robe in the candles. A soft rattle from behind the no costumes. One of the masks had eyes in it, watching her. She said in Japanese, "Good evening, Hannibal." Out of the darkness came the reply in Japanese, "Good evening, my lady." "May we continue in English, Hannibal? There are matters I prefer to keep private from my ancestor." "As you wish, my lady. In any case, we have exhausted my Japanese." He came into the lamplight then, carrying the short sword and a cleaning cloth. She went toward him. The long sword was in its rack before the armor. She could reach it if she had to. "I would have used the butcher's knife," Hannibal said. "I used Masamune Dono's sword because it seemed so appropriate. I hope you don't mind. Not a nick in the blade, I promise you. The butcher was like butter. I am afraid for you. Please don't be concerned. I'll dispose of that. You did not need to do this for me. I did it for myself because of the worth of your person, Lady Murasaki. No onus on you at all. I think Masamune Dono permitted the use of his sword. It's an amazing instrument, really." Hannibal returned the short sword to its sheath, and with a respectful gesture to the armor, replaced it on its stand. "You are trembling," he said. "You are in perfect possession of yourself, but you are trembling like a bird. I would not have approached you without flowers. I love you, Lady Murasaki." Below, outside the courtyard, the two-note cry of a French police siren sounded only once. The mastiff roused herself and came out to bark. Lady Murasaki quick to Hannibal, taking his hands in hers, holding them to her face, She kissed his forehead, and then the intense whisper of her voice. "Quickly, scrub your hands. Chio has lemons in the maid's room." Far down in the house, the knocker boomed.